The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Training camp is here, and that means we're getting the chance to chat with as many members of the San Jose Sharks as possible. The pre-training camp day, media day, saw our Hall of Famer Dan Rusinowski very busy talking with as many members of Team Teal as he could. This is part one.
Training camp is always really exciting when we get things going at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and all of the new people coming into the Shark Tank this season are going to excite the fans when they come see this team play. One of the new guys is Alex Wennberg, somebody that you ought to know. He's been around for 11 seasons in the National Hockey League, over 700 games. How great is it to wear this teal uniform?
No, it's great. I mean, obviously right now I've been coming into the city, getting to know the place, but now it's special. Camp starts, you get to put on the jersey and you're excited about it.
One thing that you bring to this team right away is immediate experience in a very winning atmosphere and an intense one at Madison Square Garden. You played a lot of playoff games, more than you ever had in your career. Tell us about the season, about what you experienced as the team with the best record in the NHL, and what you learned from it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a roller coaster of a life. I mean, started the season in Seattle, ended up getting traded, and then you get to Madison Square Garden and play in New York. And, I mean, like you said, playing for a winning team, winning the President Trophy, and then you just toss yourself into playoff. But, I mean, this is pretty much why you play the game. You want to be there when it gets intense. You want to be there at the end to battle against it. And obviously, we came up a little bit short, but like you said, you gained some experience, you gained some knowledge, and it's just going to help you in the future.
What do you know about the city of San Jose and all your years coming in here with the Blue Jackets or with the Kraken, or most recently, well, you didn't play against the Sharks with the Rangers, but still?
Yeah, I mean, great place when you get here. Obviously, it was always fun to come and have these games here playing on the road. But other than that, this is all new to me. So right now, it's a lot of exploring, a lot of driving around, trying to find new places. But super excited. And I mean, obviously, a lot of new things happening. But we're so excited, me and my family, to be a part of all this.
The Sharks have a couple of young guys that people are paying a lot of attention to. The number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini, and also the number four pick from the year before, Will Smith, making their debuts with the Sharks this year. You just came from a Ranger team that had a guy with that kind of pressure, Alexis Lafreniere, and he developed into a great player. You, as a top draft pick too, coming into Columbus, know what it feels like to have that focus and that spotlight on you. How can you help these young guys?
No, I mean, like we were talking about, I come in to help out with a little experience and all that. Obviously, this is a different first roll pick, and like they're obviously higher picks than I was. But just coming into the league, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of media, a lot of attention. But all you can do is try to help them out. At the end of the day, when I was young, I had guys to look after me and give me some food for thought. So that's what I'm trying to do as well. So,
who were some of your favorite players growing up?
I mean, favorite player, Peter Forsberg, obviously. That's a Swede, Niklas Lidström, so you kind of like stick to that. But, I mean, through the years, it's a guy that I always looked up to, Niklas Backstrom, the way he plays the game. I feel like it fit pretty well of how I want to play it, maybe a pass-first guy. So a bunch of good guys that you just look up to and want to be the same.
This guy's like Niklas Backstrom. He's going to be a big, big contributor to the San Jose Sharks this year. By the way, you come from the Djurgården organization, yeah, which is a very respected organization in Sweden. Johan Garpenlöf, a former San Jose Shark,
exactly,
intimately involved with all that. Marcus Ragnarsson, another one. And William Eklund now is a teammate. How well do you know William, and how exciting is it to have a fellow Djurgården guy here?
Yeah, I mean, what's fun is that I kind of met him first time like this year, so I don't know him too well. But I played with his dad when I was in Djurgården.
Really?
So right now, yeah. He was the old guy on the team taking care of me. So right now it feels like I have some pressure to take care of William this time. So, but it's kind of funny how that works. But no, other than that, I mean, it's great to see. I mean, Stockholm guy coming from the same team as you, you can tell that he's a great player as well. So for me to get to know him and see what kind of guy he is, it's just fun to see and maybe get the chance to play with him and find some chemistry as well.
And finally, Alex, just a thought about maybe skating through that shark head for the first time as a member of this team, what it feels like in your past career to come to this building in San Jose, and how excited are you to play for the fans?
No, I'm super excited. Obviously, I played, this is year 11, so a few years here, you just hated to come here, obviously playing against a really good team. And right now, I feel like we have something really good going, young group. We got a lot of great guys coming in, so to be part and, like you said, skate through that and be hopefully a team that people hate to play against is something we're excited about. So
he's a name that you're going to have to remember each and every time the Sharks are on the ice, because he's going to be a big contributor. We thank Alex Wennberg for joining us on the Sharks Audio Network. He's such a familiar face to San Jose Sharks fans and certainly one of the great personalities on the team. And now he's one of the grizzled veterans, Mario Ferraro back in. With all these kids around, I feel like that you're Joe Thornton now.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do feel a lot older than I am. I just turned 26 yesterday, too. It feels like I'm like 30 because there's so many young guys around. But it's nice. I have Joe to learn from and hopefully do some of the things that he did now with these younger kids. But no, they're buzzing around. They're buzzing around, but it makes me feel old. But I shouldn't, right?
You shouldn't feel old. You're only 26.
Yeah, I know. My body feels like it's getting old, but I...
But that's part of being in the NHL, and obviously that's something that these kids are going to have to get used to. They're coming from college hockey, as you did, and so you know as well as anybody what it's like to adjust from a 38-game schedule or so to 82 games during the course of the year. What advice do you have?
Honestly, it's kind of hard to give advice because things happen throughout the year, right? Like an 82-game season, you're playing a lot, injuries happen and stuff happens, but I think the best thing I could say is just like try and take care of yourself. Get sleep. You know, it's a lot of traveling, so try and get your naps in, get your sleep, and treat your body right. Drink a lot of water, hydrate, and eat right. You got to do what you can. Like I said, there's things that are uncontrollable that will happen, but I guess the best thing I could say is just try and manage the body. Get your sleep, get your rest, keep pushing forward.
One of the things that's also uncontrollable is that a lot of the work that you're doing is not in practice, because you don't practice as much being in the Western Conference, but sometimes during games. Do you feel that last season that you made as much progress in that very particular aspect in becoming a more complete player?
Yeah, I think so. There's always room to grow. There's always room to assess your game. And I think like as the season goes on, you learn a lot. So there's a lot of video on the pro level. Like you're doing a lot of video, a lot of clips, trying to learn from the previous game before. The thing I like about the quick turnaround is that you have a chance to redeem yourself if you don't play a game that you like, right? So if you're not satisfied with the game, the Friday night, you have a Saturday night game, you can redeem yourself and play better and hopefully get back at it. So there are limited practices, but like I said, like I think there's a lot of video that goes into improving your game and a lot of opportunity being out there more.
Let's close this out with some thoughts from Mario Ferraro to the Sharks fan base. Speak directly to them and tell them what we're looking forward to this year.
It's going to be a good season. We're excited for you guys. We need you guys. We need your support that you've shown over my last 5 years. We love you. The tank's the best place to play. And there's good things coming. So thanks for your support and continue it. Go Sharks.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sharks fans are really happy to welcome Jan Rutta back for another season on the blue line for the San Jose Sharks. And Jan, tell us about your summer. I guess it started with the World Championships after the season ended with the country that you represented, the Czech Republic.
Yeah, it was a busy summer. You know, it was World Championships. That was a really fun experience. You know, for the whole country, obviously a big success, and it was a good event. I got married in the summer. We had a kid in the summer. So, you know, really eventful, really happy.
Wow. Fill us in on all of that. Did you have a boy, a girl? What's the name?
Yeah, I had a boy, Nico.
Is he named for Nico Sturm?
No. Yeah, I had to change the spelling, you know, so he spells with a K. So he's not, yeah.
And tell us about your wife.
We've been together for... I don't even know, six years. So really, really excited and happy to start a family life. Couldn't be happier.
Well, it's wonderful. And obviously that coming into this season presents a big adjustment, obviously, right? Because you have family responsibilities. You also have professional responsibilities. Have you talked to any other players that have lived through that already to see what you're about to go through?
Oh, yeah. I got a bunch of friends who have kids and everything. And for me, it's a lot of work, but at the end of the day, it's amazing to come home to a family. So just more happy, to be honest.
There's a lot of excitement going into every season. Whenever you hear the sounds of the skates and you hear the pucks touching sticks, everybody gets all pumped up for the year. This season for the San Jose Sharks, we have a lot of new people coming in and some very talented young players that give a lot of hope. What does it do for you?
Yeah, you said it. I feel a lot of excitement in the building. You know, obviously the last year wasn't as good, but I think there's a lot of promise and a lot of hope this year. Can't wait to get the ball rolling, to be honest.
What did you learn the most last season through those difficult times about yourself, about your teammates, about what you want to do better this year?
I mean, the importance is just try to compete every day, no matter how it goes. You know, especially last year, we went through some tough times. But I think only hard work and staying together can get you through those times. So hopefully we bring more of that and more talent and a little bit more execution.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're really happy to see you in the teal again for another season. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Jan Ruda joins us on the Sharks Audio Network. Говорите показывать Сан-Хосе. Мы начинаем наш репортаж с выдающимся SAP Center. Две выдающиеся команды с выдающимся голом. Yaroslav Askarov. Yaroslav Askarov, welcome to San Jose. We are very, very happy to have you as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Tell us about your reaction to being traded and to becoming a member of this team.
Oh, I'm really excited right now, and I was so happy when it was happened. And I'm just happy to be a part of the team, and can't wait. The start of the season.
Tell us about being a number one draft pick, which you were with the Nashville Predators, and what that means when you come to an organization. There's an extra attention, extra spotlight, extra interest in these players. So you probably understand what Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are about to go through.
Probably we will have more pressure, because you know, when I came in US, I couldn't speak. I'm still bad now, but when I came to US, I could say just hi and how are you. That's why I doesn't understand anything. That's why, you know, if someone told me something, you know, or something bad news, I can't read it. That's why I was fine. That's why these guys probably going to be have more pressure, I think so, but we'll be fun.
Yaroslav is very athletic goaltender, very athletic. You play the position exceedingly well. Tell us how your game has changed since you've come to North America. Have you changed your game very much?
Probably my stance right now a little bit different, and hands position as well. Because it's a different size at the rink, you know, and probably only one thing what I changed.
That's the only thing.
It's what I think, probably.
Well, it's the same thing. You're reacting to the fastest game in the world, and obviously that's something you have to do. One advantage I think you probably have, especially coming from Russia, is that you have Yevgeny Nabokov to work with. His legend is very, very huge here in San Jose. What are your memories of growing up and hearing about him as a goaltender, and have you gotten to know him a little bit?
Oh, it was, if I'm going to be right, it was 2008 or 2009 when the Russian national team won the world championship, and I was 6 or 7 years old, and I was shocked, you know, everybody, all country was happy, we had celebration and stuff, you know, all country, and this probably was most what I keep remind, you know, from when I was young. It's probably.
And so now you get to work with him,
and
Thomas Spear too, obviously the goalie coach for the Sharks. A new thing for you now from where you were before. New situation.
What do you mean?
To work with two different goalie coaches be with a different team. It's got to be exciting for you.
Dude, absolutely, yeah. It's every part here, it's new for me, like new team, you know, new management, new goalie coaches. That's why I'm very excited right now.
Well, we are excited to have you. We're really looking forward to seeing you on the ice, and we thank you for outstanding English. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I tried.
Training camp is underway here at Sharks Ice at San Jose. I'm Dan Rusinowski on the Sharks Audio Network with one of the new members of Team Teal, Jake Wallman. Jake, good to see you, having an outstanding career already in the National Hockey League. What are your thoughts about wearing the Teal uniform this year?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great opportunity. I think we have a bright future ahead, and just getting here early, it's even more exciting, so I'm looking forward to starting the season.
Most recently, you were on a team that were very close to making the playoffs. In fact, if John Tortorella didn't pull his goaltender, you guys probably would have been in Detroit. You've played for a couple of different organizations. How do you bring that experience to the situation here to be most helpful?
Yeah, you said it. Those are the types of games I think that you want to be a part of at the end of the season, and we call those meaningful games. So there's teams that are in it at the end, and you obviously want to be a part of that. And I've been able to experience from older guys and veteran guys and kind of what it takes to get to that point in the season. And there's the dog days, but I'm sure we'll fight through those and hopefully get to those meeting games in the near future. And yeah, it's exciting times. I think we brought in a lot of guys that kind of know that experience and have been there before. And it'll be excited to kind of bring the young guys along as well.
One of the keys for the young guys to develop is to have those capable veterans to show them away a little bit, not only on the ice, but off the ice. Right here with the Sharks, we have yourself, we have Tyler Toffoli, we have Cody Ceci, we have Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau off the ice to work with people like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Henry Thrun and players like that. What do you think about the importance of that for any organization that's trying to get to that next level?
Yeah, it's huge. I think having older guys and veteran leaders kind of bring those guys along, show them the way, and obviously at the start of their career, it's fun, but it can also be stressful and a little nerve-wracking. But off the ice, just kind of keeping it light with those guys, and they're here for a reason. They're great players, and just trying to kind of get them to keep that confidence. And like I said, I'm one of those guys that can keep it light off the ice, so like to have fun, joke around, and I think it transitions pretty well on the ice.
What's the biggest adjustment to coming back to the Western Conference? After all, when you're in Detroit, the thing that I think about the most is you sleep in your bed a lot more often than you do here because of the road trips.
Yeah, the West, especially a little bit south of where I've played before, it's definitely the weather for me. The weather's been great. Hopefully it can kind of stay that way year-round. But yeah, the road trips will be fun. I think longer road trips, but it's a great time to kind of bond as a team, and you find a lot of close teams are doing things together on the road, and going out for dinners or hanging out when you have a day off. Those are all fun times, so I think the more time on the road, actually, the better for team chemistry, and it'll be fun getting on the road trips with the guys.
SAP Center has always had a reputation as being a difficult place to play for the visitor. What are your experiences in the building, and what's it going to be like to skate through the Shark Head and be on the home side?
Yeah, I actually, the Shark Tank was probably one of my favorite arenas to play in. I just felt like it gave me a good vibe with the fans kind of being close to the ice and the boxes, the suites kind of closer to the ice. I always loved playing in San Jose. I thought it was a great road city to play at. So, I mean, hopefully we can make it a little hostile for the guys coming in. But I loved playing at the rink and always thought it was fun being here.
The style of hockey that you play is one that knows how to make a decision with the puck, but also being very efficient without it. How would you best describe your style to the fans that are going to come and see you?
Yeah, I think just keeping it simple. I know I have a lot of things that I can do out there, but keeping it simple, playing within my game, and kind of taking my chances when I can. I like to be offensive at times, and then again, we're defensemen, so we have to take care of our own end first, and breaking the puck out, getting up to the forwards, and jumping in the play. It's a pretty simple recipe, but hopefully we can do that.
Who do you know well that's on the roster? Anybody?
Well, we got a lot of guys from Toronto area, and that's where I'm from. So I know Klim Kostin because I played with him a lot. St. Louis, Detroit, now here, kind of following each other. Toffoli, I've been able to share the ice with him a bit, and I mean, I pretty much know everybody just from playing against them, and familiar faces all around. So a lot of guys that we train with back home. It's a great place to be. I think we got a lot of friends here.
What do you have to say to the Sharks fan base as you begin your first season in a Sharks uniform?
Yeah, hopefully we got a bright future coming. So I'm really excited. I think the Sharks fans should be really excited. Got some great talent, great leaders on the team, and a great base to kind of build behind. So I'm looking forward to getting some wins in the Shark Tank for sure, and then pushing forward with this new chapter we got.
We're looking forward to that chapter. Welcome to San Jose. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks.
Lots of new faces on the Sharks roster this season as training camp commences at Sharks Ice at San Jose. And one of those new faces is with us right now on the Sharks Audio Network, defenseman Cody Ceci, a veteran of many hundreds of National Hockey League games. A lot of games in San Jose for you. On the opposite side, what's it like coming in here knowing you're going to be going through that Sharks head as a member of this team?
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I remember a lot of my first years, it was a tough building to come into. They always came out really strong, and the first period, you always felt like you were underwater. So this will be a cool experience to be on the other side of it.
Even very early in your career as a top draft pick of the Ottawa Senators, whenever you saw the teal uniforms, you always seemed to have a really good game. Do you reflect on that from the early times in your career?
Yeah, I don't know. It might have just been coincidence, but it's definitely a cool uniform to wear now.
One thing that is very important for young players like Henry Thrun or Mario Ferraro or Macklin Celebrini or Will Smith is that veteran players need to be around them to help show them the way a little bit. Now, you've done that over the course of the last couple of years, but what about your responsibility for that now?
Yeah, it'll be a cool responsibility to be there for these guys if they have any questions for me just about the league or past seasons or other players, and I'm there to answer it for them.
One thing you also bring is some playoff experience, and there's nothing like a Game 7, and you were there last season. What do you think that does for your career to have gone through that, and also what it'll do to help young players be ready for it?
Yeah, I think that's huge to have that sort of experience. Those games are huge. When you get to play in them, they are a little different than the normal hockey game. So just having that experience is a big thing for me. Career wise, it's helped me out, and that's the end goal, is to try and get to those meaningful games and play meaningful hockey.
There's a lot of pressure on a number one overall pick. The Sharks have Macklin Celebrini here. Last season, you had another guy who was selected first overall you played with, Connor McDavid. What is it that you notice about him and players of that stature that maybe might be helpful to notice in young Macklin Celebrini and what he needs to develop?
Yeah, they just have something different. They have something extra on everybody. They're world-class players. So I'm excited to see him on the ice and see how he adapts to the NHL game. Had a chance to play with Connor the last few years, and he's definitely got that X factor. So we'll see what happens with Celebrini, and I'd like to see how it comes out of him.
One thing that's also great is that Macklin's going to live with Joe Thornton, and Will Smith is going to live with Patrick Marleau. It's got to be pretty important to be able to sop in and sop up any kind of information that two Hall of Famers have to give to young players like that.
Yeah, and kudos to them for taking in the young guys and showing them the way and helping them out. Your first few seasons in the NHL are tough sometimes. It is a bit of a grind. The schedule is different than what they're used to. So hopefully those older guys will be able to help them out and help them get settled.
Pressure is something that great players always thrive on, and you've thrived on it through your whole career, through all those Stanley Cup playoff games last season. Tell us about the responsibility now as you are one of the grizzled veterans on the Sharks roster that's going to help young defensemen, and what you can do and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, just trying to take that experience and apply it to my game, and just bring that same intensity that we played with going through that whole stretch last year, and the importance of starting a season off strong. We didn't have a great start to our season last year, and ended up losing home ice over it in the Stanley Cup final. So the whole season's important if you want to make it in the playoffs.
Who do you know on the San Jose Sharks from your past days in the NHL?
Me and Toffoli played junior hockey together, but that's about it, I think. Yeah, so we haven't played together in a long time, but There's a lot of familiar faces. I mean, just guys I've seen around the league for a while.
So when Logan Couture was with the 67s, you just missed him, right?
Just missed him, yeah. But yeah, he was there like the year prior.
So tell us about what you have to say to the Sharks fans about what to expect from yourself and what you're looking forward to this season.
Yeah, this year I'm just trying to bring it every night, play a two-way game, be safe defensively, but try and help out offensively when I can.
I know you can shoot the puck. We're looking forward to seeing that too. But all the best, and thanks for joining us. Welcome to San Jose.
All right, thank you.
Cody Ceci on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Training camp has an exciting air about it at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and we're here to talk about it with the fourth overall selection from the 2023 NHL Entry Draft and new member of the San Jose Sharks, Will Smith. Will, you just came through a very interesting rookie face-off tournament in Southern California. Tell us about that experience, about playing with some of the young kids and getting to know Macklin Celebrini at least as a teammate instead of as an opponent.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Obviously, again, out there for your first couple games of the whole year, it's good to get going after summer. So, you know, getting to be with Mac too was fun, and obviously everyone knows we're roommates on the road too, so we spent a lot of time together.
Well, you're going to be spending a lot of time together in practice, on the ice, training, and everything else. What about the fact that you have somebody that you can grow with that has that prodigious talent as you have?
It's really nice. Talked about a lot how we get to kind of go through everything together, and obviously starting our career together is huge, and have another young guy around to hang out around the rink, and obviously outside of the rink is really nice too.
You don't have to go to class anymore, but your class is at the rink, and you have a lot of responsibilities in training and preparing and learning how to cook and doing all that stuff the right way. What's been the biggest adjustment so far to pro hockey?
I mean, like you said, I don't really have class anymore, so I mean, this is my job, so I'm coming to the rink every day, and I know what I have to get done, and this is all I got to focus on, which is nice.
You did really well in the rookie face-off tournament in Southern California with victories in all of the games that were played. Tell us about that experience and also about the talent that's surrounding you amongst the young players in the Sharks organization.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it was a great weekend. Obviously, 3-0 is you can't ask for much better. So it was great, and obviously you get those three wins to kind of start off the year is always nice coming back here.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for you this season?
I mean, it's a grind. It's an 82-game season, and a lot of people have touched on that. But we signed for a reason, and I know there's going to be some ups and downs, but we're here for it all.
Were you able to understand in preparing for a season how you might have to train differently, or do you have to go through it first to figure it out?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, I haven't experienced the whole season yet, but this summer I had a lot more time. Last summer I was kind of busy with the draft and a lot of that type of stuff. So this summer I had a lot more time to, you know, get in the gym and just have straight workout days and get on the ice.
You're also going to be living in a unique arrangement. Patrick Marleau is going to be your host this season, your first in the National Hockey League. He was drafted second overall, and he had a Hall of Fame career. He has mentored young people like Austin Matthews and Mitchell Marner when he was in Toronto, and many people when he played for the San Jose Sharks. What do you think about that opportunity, to just to be around him and his family all day?
It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty thankful for, you know, having them let me come into their home. And like you said, his career, it just speaks for itself. And, you know, just getting to be in that house with all the boys, it's going to be a pretty cool experience, and I'm pretty excited.
Have you settled in there yet?
I haven't officially moved in, but spent all day yesterday over there, so it's pretty fun.
Well, it's an amazing place, too, so you have an opportunity to be close to the rink, close to the airport. These are little details that you have to kind of think about now as a professional, don't you?
100%. I mean, a lot of guys have talked to me about how nice it is to live near the airport, and when you get late from those road trips, it's nice to be home soon.
You touched on the 82-game schedule. Of course, you're used to playing Friday and Saturday back-to-back at BC most weekends. That's something you'll get a little bit of in pro hockey, but the 3 games in 4 nights and the 4 games in 7 days is kind of a unique experience that that all players have to adjust to. Also, the lack of practice. What do you think about the fact that a lot of your work is going to be maybe even done during games?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of something that I thought about coming into my first pro year, and obviously, college, you have a lot more practice days during the week, but it's professional hockey. I mean, that's what you sign up for, and you'll still have your off day or time to get in and kind of work on your own little thing and kind of try to perfect your crafts. But Besides that, you're on the road and getting ready for games.
We're really looking forward to having a great season with you. We know that you're going to have a great professional career with the Sharks, and we want to thank you for joining us in your first training camp.
Thank you.
Will Smith, an important member of the San Jose Sharks, and we'll be talking about him a lot this season on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Be sure to look for part two of our Media Day exclusive interviews on the Sharks Audio Network.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.